If your friend does any of these behaviors regularly, then this is a sign that they are not aligned for you. They're simply going to drain your energy, waste your time, and make you question yourself and question where you're going. This doesn't mean that they're necessarily bad people. It just means that they're not the right person for you. And relationships are extremely important, especially if you aspire to grow in any way whatsoever, whether it's in your romantic relationships, in your friendships, or in your work. You need to be surrounded by the right people. Otherwise, you're never going to be able to reach your full goal, and you're always going to feel a sense of weight on your shoulders, feeling like you're being pulled down instead of feeling like you're being propelled forward with the right relationships. When you're surrounded by the right people, you feel empowered, you feel motivated, you feel challenged, you feel inspired. These people heal you. When you're around them, you feel better. It's not something that's going to make you feel worse. It's not something that's going to take away from your goals. You're not going to have to try to force others to change or try to get them on your level. No. The right people in your life are going to be leveling up with you, and you're going to be challenging each other. So in this video, I'm going to give you 5 red flags that you need to look out for in your friendships, in your relationships. This is a sign that they are not meant for you. They are not your best friend. They are not your lover. They're not your business partner. They're not aligned. The first red flag that you need to look out for in your relationships is somebody that disappears for weeks at a time and then comes back acting like nothing happened. If that's a behavior that you see in someone repeated over and over again, chances are they're not reaching their goals in general, because the way that they're showing up with you, that's the way they're probably showing up with lots of other people. The problem is, when we see someone acting this way towards us, we think it's our fault. We think that, oh, they're just doing that to me because they don't respect me. Oh, they're just doing that to me because I must not be good enough. I must not be entertaining enough. They must not like me enough. But in reality, it has nothing to do with you. It's about how they have discipline, their own motivation, their own consistency. People like this will drag you down because they'll keep you in a spiral of constantly questioning yourself, whether you're good enough. You're not able to really depend on the relationship because sometimes they're here, sometimes they're not. It's not somebody that's going to help propel you forward towards the goals that you want. And you're gonna get stuck in a cycle of trying to prove yourself to them or trying to make them want to be consistent with you, when in reality, it's not that they don't want to be consistent with you, it's that they don't have the ability to be consistent in general. Anytime I've dealt with someone like this, I look at the other aspects of their life and I'll realize that they're not pursuing their goals. They're constantly changing what they want to do and they never commit to anything. I actually had to cut a few people off recently that were acting in this way because I kept rationalizing in a way and thinking, well, you know, I have my own life. It's not like I need them to constantly be there. But it got to the point where I'm like, wait, they said they were going to communicate. They said they were going to make a plan with me and then they didn't do it. And they ghost me for weeks at a time and come back as if nothing happened, like they're my best friend. That is not normal behavior. And I was excusing this behavior so much because it was a friendship. It wasn't like a romantic relationship. I would never excuse that behavior in a romantic situation, but I had to learn more recently that you also have to have very firm boundaries in your friendships, because people will just take advantage. And honestly, it's not even about them taking advantage. It's about me having space in my life to actually deal with people who are giving me 100%. Especially now, recently, I've made a few new friends that seem to be like a godsend, honestly, because I didn't know it would be possible to meet other people that were also ambitious and honest and consistent. And now that I'm meeting more people like that, I'm realizing, wait, I actually really don't need to put up with low effort behavior. I actually don't need to excuse lack of communication in others, because there are people that exist that are able to do all those things. So it's better for you to let those people go with love so that way you're able to make space for better connections. Or at least you're able to make space for yourself to have alone time to work towards your own goals and not have to constantly be questioning your relationships or questioning your own worth. The second red flag in your relationships that you need to look out for is somebody that makes you feel like you have to chase after them. So this is like the typical one-sided relationship. One person is constantly initiating plans, constantly reaching out, constantly trying to move the conversation forward, and then the other person is giving one-word responses, never initiating plans, never reaching out. This shows that they're simply not interested in you. You're just a convenient person that they're going to respond to if you reach out to them, but they're not going to reach out to you because they don't want to be around you. They don't care. They don't like you that much. And again, this has nothing to do with you as a human being. You don't need to change anything or try to beg them for approval or try to force them to like you and want to spend time with you. This person's just not aligned for you. Just because someone doesn't like you doesn't mean that you're not likable. It just means that you're not their specific flavor, right? Think about it, you go to the ice cream shop. Everyone has their own favorite flavors. Me personally, it has to be chocolate. It has to be like triple, double chocolate. Whatever the most chocolatey flavor is, that's the one I want. I'm not gonna touch vanilla. I'm not gonna touch all those fruity things. Like, I'll try it. But for my serving of ice cream, I want that triple, quadruple chocolate fudge, right? With the chocolate chips and the chocolate brownies. Does that mean that vanilla's bad? Does that mean that fruits and sorbets and peach sorbet, does that mean it's bad? No, it just means it's not my specific flavor. So does the vanilla ice cream have to prove itself to me and keep chasing after me? No, they just need to be matched with the people who love vanilla. The third red flag that you need to look out for in your relationships is somebody that is constantly making you feel like you have to lower your standards or like you have to over-explain every single thing that you're feeling. For whatever reason, they're just not understanding you. They just can't follow a boundary. Chances are this person also has a lot of bad habits in their life. Because they're not able to have discipline in their life, they're not going to be able to show up for you in a way that you want them to show up. These types of people do not value solid, loyal, trustworthy people. They value transactional relationships. These types of people are never going to fully satisfy you, and they're never going to fully reach your standards. They're really good at talking and saying that they understand, but with their actions, they're going to stay at the same place, and you're going to constantly feel like you're just asking for too much. You're going to constantly question your standards and constantly question whether or not you actually deserve what you're asking for, because this person is going to make it impossible for you to feel at peace. The fourth red flag that you need to look out for are people that vanish when you need something. They're just not available, they're busy, they have constant emergencies, they can't help you, they can't be there for you. But then when they have an issue, they're all over you. They're all up in your life. I had a friend like this, who's not my friend anymore, obviously, because when we met, she was having a falling out with her friend group. So at the time, like when she met me, she was like, oh wow, I don't have any friends right now because my friends are being mean to me or whatever. So let me hang out with Patty and give Patty all my attention. So we got really, really close over the span of a few months because she needed that, right? She was dependent on me and I didn't realize that that's what was happening up until it switched, because all of a sudden she made up with her old friend group and now she didn't need me anymore. So I wasn't filling that void for her anymore. Now I was just Patty, I was just me. And for whatever reason, she didn't want to maintain the relationship in the same way. So she wanted to fall back into her old ways, going back to the group who didn't appreciate her, didn't value her, and she wanted to keep me there as a safe option for whenever she needed me. But when it came to actually being a mutual friend and having equal reciprocation, she was not going to be available for that. So I had to make the decision to end that friendship because I was not going to be someone's backup. I was not going to be their, you know, safety net when they weren't going to be that for me. These are the types of people that will ghost you on your birthday, or they'll show up to your birthday party, make a scene because they don't want anything to be about you, but then the next day they're asking you for a favor. You really want to avoid these people. They're very transactional, and you'll see it in their life because they're always trying to get more out of others, but they're not often going to give much of themselves. If you're still watching, go ahead and comment bestie in the comments below so I know who's serious about leveling up their friend group. The fifth red flag that you need to avoid when you're talking to people, when you're in your relationships, in your friendships, whatever the situation may be, if they leave you feeling drained, stressed, or unappreciated, that is a sign that there is an imbalance of energy. So this could be because maybe you haven't figured out how to set boundaries, which if that's the case, you should go check out my setting boundaries playlist because you'll be able to get practical applications on how to do that. But if you're setting boundaries, if you're healthy with that, and you're still feeling drained after interacting with someone, it's probably because they have very chaotic energy. I used to experience this a lot where it's not that they were bad people, like they had a very kind heart, but because of their choices, like they're always in drama, they're always having issues. I always felt emotionally pulled into their problems, and I had that stress that I was carrying on behalf of their issues, but they like the drama. So most people that are constantly living in chaos, they're living that way because they choose to live that way. They know how to remove themselves from situations. They know certain things that are right and that are wrong, but they choose to remain in that. And so when you, as the person looking in, are getting emotionally involved in all of this, and you're constantly being around them, around their energy, and you're trying to win, and you're trying to thrive and find peace, it's not going to be possible for you. Because you're not going to be able to have the conversations that you're supposed to have with your friends that help you manifest. This is something that is super underrated that I don't hear a lot of people talking about. When you're talking to your friends, you're literally manifesting. So if you're constantly talking and having conversations that are negative, you're going to keep manifesting those negative conversations. But if you're talking to friends that challenge you, that are talking about their goals, that are talking about positivity, that's going to change the way that you speak. So therefore, that's going to change the way that you're manifesting and the different things that you're attracting into your life. That's why it's so important to not be around people that are constantly in chaos. There's a difference between someone that is having a rough time and is working through it versus someone that is always having a rough time and never really making any changes. Like they're gonna stay stuck in those patterns. Even if they break up with the person who's the problem, they're gonna find someone else and make them the problem. So these people never truly grow or ascend. They're stuck on like the robot level of just repeating programming. They haven't awakened in their mindset yet. So you don't want to be around these people. These are the people that you should actually be helping. These are the people that you should be making content for, or that you should be trying to inspire them through your actions, not by being their best friend or being their partner and then trying to force them to level up, because then they're only going to resent you for that. That's also what helped me realize like I should be doing this for a living and I should be coaching people, because all the relationships that I had leading up to that point felt one-sided. Like I was literally coaching people in my life for free without knowing that I was doing it. And it wasn't until I started this business that I realized, wait, what I'm doing for these people and what they're like valuing me for and what they're paying me for, I used to do for free. And like it was never appreciated. So that's your sign that like the people that you feel that way towards, those are people that you should guide from above, not people that you should be down in the, you know, trenches with them, trying to help them when they're not really trying to help themselves. So the best thing that you can do is just lead by example, love these people from a distance. If anyone you know is exerting any of these five behaviors on a consistent basis, send them some love from a distance. Don't get mad at them, because the reason they're acting this way is because they're either insecure or they're just not self-aware. And that's not something that you need to be angry about. It's just something you need to be aware of so that way you can move forward and only entertain relationships that fill up your cup instead of drain you. Go to modelpatty.com if you want to work with me or check out any of my self-improvement resources. Share this video with your friend, like this video, subscribe for more, and I'll see you in the next one. Okay, bye. Mwah.